Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Trishakti Industries Limited Q4 FY25 results conference call hosted by Ventura Securities Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Before we begin, I would like to point out that this conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements do not guarantee the future performance of the company, and it may involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I would now like to hand over the floor to Mr. Kaushal from Confidelity Partners. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good day, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Kaushal Shinde from Confidelity Partners. We represent the investor relations of Trishakti Industries Limited on behalf of Ventura Securities and Confidelity Partners. I warmly welcome you all to Trishakti Industries Limited Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. The company is today represented by Dhruv Jhawar, the CEO of the company. I would like to hand over the call to Mr. Dhruv for his opening remarks. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Kaushal. So hi everyone. This is Dhruv Jhawar here, the Chief Executive Officer of Trishakti Industries Limited. So first of all, I would like to warmly welcome you all to Trishakti Industries Limited's Q4 FY25 earnings conference call. Today marks another important milestone in our journey, and I want to take a moment to reflect on the progress we have achieved together. As many of you know, Trishakti Industries commenced a strategic transition at the start of FY25 when we shifted our focus entirely towards the heavy equipment hiring services business, a segment we believe offers sustainable high-margin and high-growth opportunities aligned with India's booming infrastructure sector. So I'm pleased to share that in Q4 FY25, we delivered another strong operational and financial performance, demonstrating the robustness of our strategy and our execution capabilities. Our standalone revenue stood at 3.3 crores, representing a quarter-on-quarter growth of 82.61%, whereas our EBITDA came in at 2.28 crores, maintaining a healthy margin of 68.99%. Most notably, our PAT grew significantly by over 1,247% quarter-on-quarter to 1.79 crores, highlighting the high profitability of our heavy equipment rental operations. During the quarter, we successfully achieved over 97% of our FY25 CapEx target, investing more than 48.8 crores to expand and strengthen our equipment fleet. This investment not only enhances our operational capabilities but also ensures high asset utilization and strong margins in the coming years. We continue to see full utilization of our fleet, and with high-quality cranes, man lifters, and other earth-moving equipment sourced from globally reputed brands, we are confident of sustaining superior performances. We are also proud to have secured additional marquee contracts in Q4, further building on the trust reposed in us by leading corporates across sectors such as steel, railways, construction, and energy. Our strategic client relationships, including those with Tata Steel, L&T, RVNL, the Jindal Group, KEC International, NCC, and some more customers, remains a key pillar of our growth story. Looking ahead, India's infrastructure sector remains a powerful tailwind for our business. With large-scale investments in transportation, urban development, power, and ports, we believe Trishakti Industries is perfectly positioned to capture the expanding opportunities. In FY26, we plan an even more aggressive CapEx of over 100 crores, aiming to significantly expand our fleet size and widen our sectoral footprint across ports and coastal infrastructure. We remain focused on delivering consistent revenue and EBITDA growth while maintaining high asset utilization and strong returns on capital employed, targeting an ROC of in between 22 to 25%. Our ambition is to scale to revenues in between 90 to 100 crores by FY28, which is backed by robust operating profit margins. In closing, I would like to sincerely thank all our stakeholders, investors, clients, employees, and partners for their continued trust and support. The journey we have embarked on is just the beginning, and we are excited about the tremendous potential that lies ahead for Trishakti Industries Limited. With that, I conclude my remarks and open the floor for questions. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad and wait for your turn to ask the question. If you would like to withdraw your request, you may do so by pressing star and one again. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question comes from Jayesha from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
Hi. So congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have a few questions. The first one is, sir, despite near 100% fleet utilization in FY25, how do you plan to ensure similar utilization rates after your doubling your capex to 1,000 millions in FY26, especially given project ramp up timelines?
Okay. So, basically what we are planning is that we are not focusing on the lower tonnage machines. The market is extremely saturated for the lower tonnage machines, where there are thousands and thousands of equipments which anyone can buy because the ticket size is very small. So we tend to only buy those machines which are anywhere between 100 to 250 tons for the very start. So that is under where the entry is not very easily possible for majority of the players because the machine cost is more. So to do further capex also and to keep our fleet utilization at 100% is easier for us if we are dealing in higher tonnage machines. So by using this strategy, we believe that it is easier for us to first of all maintain the manpower, which is a very significant thing in this business because you have to consistently talk with the operators, labor, the helpers, everyone. So it is easier to do the man management as well if you are going for higher tonnage machines. Because, you know, 20-ton, 30-ton machine, you will have to employ 4 people, 5 people. And even in a 250-ton machine, you will have to employ 4 to 5 people. So this is the reason why we are expecting good fleet utilization, because our business strategy is specifically to go for medium and higher tonnage machines.
Okay. And the next question is, what proportion of the 1,000 million capex in FY26 is committed versus exploratory or contingent on future orders? Could you break it down into crane types or customer segments?
I cannot break it down to customer segments because we are currently serving to a very large audience. We have machines in the Jindal Group, with KEC International, with ITD, with Adani Power, NCC. So it's very tough for me to segregate those groups. But in the coming years, right now we are only focusing on the blue chip companies. So it is very easier for us to maintain relationships with the blue chip companies because they mostly take 250 ton, 300, 500 ton machines. So that is the reason why we want to stick with them only. This is how we are planning our capex in the coming year, in the coming few quarters. In H1, we are planning around 25 to 30% and the remaining in H2. But no such thing that we will be only serving to one single or just a few clients. We are continuously getting multiple RFQs every single day. We, on an average, we are able to get around 20 to 25 crores worth of RFQs every single day from our existing clients. So until unless we are able to fulfill those, we don't want to go outside our current clientele.
Okay, sure. Makes sense. Thank you. And my next question is, like, the consultancy and commission business grew significantly in this financial year. So what's the revenue contribution target from this vertical in FY26, FY27? And how strategic is it to your core rental business?
Yeah, so basically, as everyone knows, in the previous quarter itself and the previous con call also, we had stated that we are hoping that the decline in our revenue will stop from Q3 onwards, because all the other segments we have faded it off. So now if you see in this quarter segmental results as well, we'll be able to see that we are only focusing on the equipment hiring business, the heavy equipment hiring business. So everything else has been stopped from our side, because the previous management was different, because management is different, the company is totally restructured with an infrastructure phase on it. So in FY26, we are only focusing on heavy equipment hiring, not only FY26, all the coming quarters from here, be it 5 years down the line, 7 years down the line, anything.
Okay, sure. And one last question. So can you provide visibility on order book or signed contracts supporting FY26 and FY27 revenue forecast? So specifically, how much of FY26 revenue is already locked in? And talking about your partnerships with L&T, Adani and Tata Steel, what is the client retention rate, and are you moving from transactional to annuity style revenue?
So, see, right now we are at an ARR of around 22 to 24 crores already. So we have that much revenue locked in with us. But this is something which the contract sizes are very variable. Some companies give us a 3-month contract, some give us a 6-month contract, some give us a 12-month contract. So in our books right now, we are at an ARR of around 22 to 24 crores. So this is the revenue which we have already booked for the next year. Now it is up to us that when and where we do more capex. So this business has a lead time of around 1 to 1.5 months. So generally, if you go for higher tonnage machines, you have to import those machines. So those machines also take around 1 to 1.5 months to actually reach India, and then it takes another 2 weeks to get delivered to the client's site. And then all the small things like TPI and everything is done in the next 3 to 4 days. So generally, it takes 1.5 to 2 months is the lead time for this business. So if we are able to do more capex in H1, then obviously we can expect the revenues to go up significantly higher in the overall FY26 P&L. But it all depends on when the machines reach and when it is actually transported to the clients. So this is a very variable thing, so I cannot comment more on this. But just to give you a good outline picture, this is how this industry is working as of now.
Okay, so that answers my question. Once again, congratulations on a good set of numbers and all the best for the coming financial years. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Shah. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. Next question comes from Rahul Arya from Tech Capital. Please go ahead.
So congratulations on a good set of numbers, first of all. I had just one question to ask from the management. So can you give a broader perspective of the company 3 to 5 years down the line? How are we going to plan out? Because we just started building on assets and all. And can you just give highlight something on that part?
Yes, yes, of course. So see, basically our payback period for the machine which we purchase is around 3 to 3.5 years. So if I'm doing CapEx in FY25, I'll actually be able to generate good cash flows and everything in FY28. So that is the time when our company will be a turnaround thing. Right now, although we are doing a lot of CapEx, but the real fruits will be with us in FY28, 29, and 30. So that time we are expecting our cash flows and PAT to significantly increase. So this industry is like that. You know, it is a very CapEx heavy industry. You have to invest a lot of funds, and for the first 2-3 years, the payback takes time to come. It takes 3-3.5 years. So once that payback actually starts coming into your books, that is when you can do an insane amount of CapEx in FY28, 29, 30, everywhere. So like if you make a manufacturing plant, or if you want to set up a factory, so it is obviously, it is not possible that the day you think and the day you start, you will be able to earn money from that very day. So in our industry also, right after the payback period is done and the machine is free of financing from the banks, then the real thing starts. So in FY28, 29, when we will be able to generate that amount of cash flow, then we will be having many kinds of avenues. Like if we want to do the EPC erection and commissioning work by us only, so that time our cash flows will actually help us to take those kind of big contracts as well. It will also help us to enter into machineries where the tonnage of a crane is 1600 metric tons, which is 1200 metric tons, 1000 metric ton cranes. Because those single frames are worth 50 to 100 crores. So once we are able to get ourselves into that kind of a, like get ourselves into those shoes, then it will be easier for us to walk.
Thank you, sir. So just another thing, just wanted to add. So how are you planning the next cycle of growth with for this financial year?
See, when it comes to the further CapEx, right now, if we have already booked, as I said in the previous answer, that we have already booked 22 to 24 crores worth of revenue for this year. So if you actually see, we'll be able to generate around 8 to 9 crores or maybe 10 crores of cash flow from this particular revenue. So that will be reinvested into the business to purchase further machines. Right now, if you see, we've just recently started taking debt. So we don't even have much credit limits as of today. Everything is being funded by ourselves only. So this is so now in coming to the future, we'll be able to maximize our debt, and that will actually help us to buy more and more machines. And like this is how we are planning to get it done in the next 2 to 3 years. Till now, we have not taken a lot of debt, so slowly and steadily we'll be going forward with it.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'll come back in next.
Thank you. Next question comes from Ashovardhan Banka from Tiger Research. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to ask if you're looking for any kind of inorganic growth led by acquisitions.
Can you please repeat your question once again?
Are we looking for any sort of inorganic growth led, like acquisition-led inorganic growth?
No, not as of now. Because firstly, okay, as I told you, that all these things will come into the picture in FY28-29. And at least for the first 2 years of CAPEX, the first 2 years of CAPEX which we do, when those machines are actually finance free and the full cash flow comes into our books only, then is the time we'll be doing all these kind of things which I'm saying. Because those things actually need liquidity, like you need a lot of liquidity for that. We will surely, we'll be thinking about it, but right now is not the time.
Right, okay. And sir, in the PPT, I've been going through and I found, financial targets that were given were pretty aggressive. So these are, must be backed by demand that is seen at your end. So can you just apprise of where we are seeing major demand as to the geographical mix as well?
Right now, we are seeing an insane amount of demand. But the demand is not in our hands, obviously. And be it geographically, if you want to know, then Odisha is the biggest hub. Because in Odisha, it is the manufacturing hub of India and Gujarat as well. So if you want to give me an example, I'll give an example on Odisha. So Tata Steel, Jindal, all of them have extremely big plants in Odisha, in Kalinganagar and Angol. So those plants are having capacity expansions. So just giving you an example, that one capacity expansion needs more than 250-300 machines, of all high tonnage machines. So the demand is not the issue for us right now. The issue is that we get payment on time and we are able to buy newer machines to get more capex done. So that is a good issue to have, which we have right now. So demand is obviously not an issue from our side. And we are already seeing that all the metal, all the steel industries, they are having a capacity expansion of more than 200, 300, 400%. So everyone has started their first phase of expansion in FY26. So obviously these expansions will take around 35 to 38 months if you want to build a new SMS plant or something like that. On an average, they will be taking 40 months to end with their expansion. So if you see, then the demand for the next 3 years is insane. So this is how we are looking at the picture right now.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Sir, one last question. So, we are expanding our fleet size to, say, about 150 in the next two financial years. So, when do we expect utilization to reach around 90-95%?
See, this is something which is very variable. This is something which I cannot comment on right now because 90-95% utilization, we hope that it never comes, but right now, we already have contracts signed till December. Right now, we will be seeing 100% fleet utilization. But in future, maybe 3 years, 4 years down the line, I don't know how the market is going to be that time. But we are hoping that if we only stick to our strategy of being higher tonnage machines, then it will be easier for us to maintain a good fleet utilization. If I go for very small escort machines and all, which is like 20-ton, 13-ton machines, then obviously it's very difficult for me to get contracts for those because those are used for taxi jobs. So if we only focus on the medium and high-tonnage machines, then the fleet utilization should be nice.
Got it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. The next question comes from Raj from Azure Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah.
Sir, you have said on your PPT that you are doing a capex of around 400 crores from FY25 to FY27. How are you going to fund this?
We are majorly banking on the internal accruals only. In the first year of business, we had more than 50% ownership in our machines. So we are very heavily cash flow positive. So for us, we are depending on the internal accruals as of now. So this will help us to do capex consistently rather than doing it just in one single month. And another thing is that till now we have not used any banking limits or anything like that. Everything has been extremely organic. So we will be monetizing those things as well in the upcoming quarters or maybe the upcoming few months only.
All right. So how much effect would be from debt? Can we expect 50-50 or so?
50-50 is a lot actually because having 50% equity in the machines from day one is not easy because once you block your fund, you are getting it back after 3 years. If you see on a technical basis, in the industry, generally people try to put only 10 to 15% of equity in the machine. We generally put around 30% equity in our machine so that we are cash flow positive. Because we don't want to do something the first quarter when only I do all the capex and then slowly we are able to do capex. So what we try is that we want to go for positive progression. That in the first quarter, if I'm whatever cash flow I'm getting, I'll be reinvesting that cash flow only. So second quarter, I'll be getting a little bit more cash flow. So that cash flow will again be reinvested into the business by taking, by doing tech. So if we keep doing this on a compounding basis, then it will be easier for us to show a good linear growth, consistent growth.
All right. So out of 400 crores, you are expecting 300 plus will be from debt, right?
Yes. Approximately 50% is something which we are starting to. But of course, if you see on a technical basis, 400 crores capex, what exactly happens is that when you, suppose if I buy a 250 machine right now.
Apan ja vyakti shi bolat ahat, tya.
Hello?
Yeah, hello. Yeah. Hello. So if I buy a 250 machine. Yeah, if I buy a 250-ton machine right now, then obviously by the end of the year, the repayment is already done around 20%, right?
Yeah.
So getting the exact debt number is, on technical terms, it's not possible. Because once our fleet grows to that very level, our monthly repayment of the debt will be significantly higher than what we are going through right now. So it's very difficult to give an exact proper answer immediately.
Understood. And sir, who will be your biggest client?
See, we try to keep our revenue in a very good mixture. So we have got Jindal. Jindal gives around 20% or 15% of our revenues. KEC gives around 30%. Adani gives around 10%. L&T gives around 6-7%. So these are all numbers which is, I'll have to check, but this is the rough estimates. So we try to keep a good mix where we don't want more than 25% revenue coming from one single client. But since in this industry, that is also not a bad thing because if I'm getting an extremely huge contract from one company itself, then the whole plant is supposed to be made by me.
Hmm.
Then it is not a bad thing. But on a broader perspective, we still try to keep it under 25% for one particular client.
Understood, sir. And sir, in which part of India do we majorly operate?
Right now, we are operating majorly in Odisha and Punjab, Ludhiana as well. These are our major sites. We operate pan-India basis, but these are the few major sites which are going on right now.
Okay. And sir, we have a planned property and equipment of around 36 crores, right? Can you give me the composition of this?
Yeah, around 26, 25 crores is in hydraulic cranes and, crawler cranes and truck-mounted cranes. We have around 15 crores, or 13 to 15 crores of AWP as well. And actually, a lot of our money is logged in GST right now. So once that money also starts kicking in, it will be easier for us to do more capex.
All right. So I just skipped the part on the 25 crore composition. 24 crore composition is for hydraulic cranes and crawler cranes, right?
Yeah, both of them. So 25 crores is for the crawler crane and hydraulic crane, and the remaining are AWPs, the aerial work platform. We are very aggressively purchasing these two machines only, like these two segments only. So in the upcoming quarters, you'll be able to see a drastic change in these values.
All right. And sir, how much money is blocked in GST?
It's around 7 crores or so.
Okay.
So that money is also blocked in GST. So we are getting it slowly on a monthly basis.
All right. All right, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, but these are rough estimates, but it should be around that only, plus minus 50 lakhs or so.
Yeah. And sir, as we do the capex and as we get good contracts, are we expecting EBITDA margins to sustain at this point?
See, in our guidance also, we had said that right now the machines are brand new machines. So it's easier for us to get 70-75% EBITDA margins. But eventually, when our machines will require maintenance, which is a long time, it is a minimum 3 to 4 years down the line. So that time, the EBITDA margins on those machines will come down to around 65%.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Now, okay, it is easier for us to calculate the EBITDA margins as it's brand new machines, but in future, 3 years, 4 years down the line, it will come to 65%.
Okay, understood, sir. Thank you, sir. All the best. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Next question comes from Tanisha Yadav from Keynote Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. So my question here is, the presentation mentioned a shift towards equipment leasing and equipment rental market growing at 16-18% CAGR. How is Sri Shakti positioning itself to dominate this trend?
Right now, equipment rental business in India, recently I was reading an article on LinkedIn. It was around $4.1 billion only in India. So right now, it is a very unorganized market. So there is room for everyone as of now, because the amount of requirements we are generating every single day, not even every single quarter, every single day, we are not being able to fulfill those requirements. So if we are only not able to fulfill the requirements, then penetrating the market is a different thing altogether. So for us right now, it is like as much demand is coming to us, we are trying to fulfill as much as possible. But it's a very big market and there is room for other players as well. But we are trying to make a niche in this market, that the medium and the higher tonnage machines, we are trying to penetrate those markets in which not many players are there currently.
Okay.
So this is something which I feel that will be a positive thing which we are trying to do on these particular aspects.
Okay, no worries. Okay, so my second question is, what are the key differentiators in your equipment quality, services, model or technology adoption that justify premium pricing or higher utilization?
Yes. So, see, there are a few different brands of machines, few different OEMs. So now if you see, the best machines possible to buy is the European machines, but those are not very much possible to buy in India, because their cost is so much that the Indian clients are not willing to give that much amount of premium. The best possible machine to buy right now is, I feel it's Seni is a very good brand, Seni India. So their machines cost is a little bit more, but the quality is very nice. Like, they are generally, if my machine is, hypothetically, if my machine is weighing 50 tons, then their competitors' machines are weighing anywhere between 40 to 42 tons. So if you see logically, they are charging you 20 to 25% more premium, but people, the blue chip clients like Tata, Jindal and all, they want those machines only, because for them it is very important, like the site safety is very important for them. So that is the reason why we feel that the machine we are purchasing is a differentiating factor for us. And plus, all our machines are absolutely brand new, 2024 and 2025 make machines. So those machines are very more advanced than the previous generation machines. Like the AWPs we are buying, it has got all the kinds of ultrasonic sensors and all, which 5 years down the line, no AWP had those kind of things. So these are those things which actually differentiate us. In future, hybrid cranes are also coming in. We are looking to purchase both also in future. So these are a few things where we are trying to make a differentiating factor from our competitors or peers.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much for answering my question.
Sure, sure.
Thank you. Next question comes from Nikhil Gala, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Am I audible to you?
Yes, yes, sir.
Congratulations, sir, on the good set of numbers. So I just wanted to know about the EBITDA margin that we have just posted, the that we will have 70 to 75% of EBITDA margins and we did not reach there. So, sir, what's the problem coming to reach that EBITDA margin?
See, there is no problem coming in, honestly. Like, these things take a bit of time, actually. Because in the when you buy new machines, then in that particular quarter, there is a few cost also involved to get the machine from one place to another, and these are a few things which even I cannot help. But in future, like in the coming quarters, we will be able to get into that range. So right now, this is the this is why our operating profit margins are short of 1%. That is something which we will be improving in the next few quarters.
So in FY26, can we see this margin coming like 70-75% of the margin here?
Yeah. Yes, yes, of course. We'll try our best and we are hoping that it will be done.
And sir, I just missed out on the utilization percentage. Can you just repeat it?
We are at 100% fleet utilization as of now.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's what my question was.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question comes from Kadir Shah from Aurora FinTech. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah, you're audible.
Yeah. So my question is that you have completed 97% of the FY25 capex target, which is 48 million. So could you provide clarity on the timeline and composition of the planned 1,000 million capex for FY26, and how exactly this will be utilized for business?
Can you please repeat your question once again with a bit more clarity? Are you asking that how the capex of 100 crores is going to reach? Like how we are able to,
yeah.
How will we be able to do it?
Yeah, like how exactly this will be utilized? Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So basically, right now, as I answered this question, I think 2-3 questions before only. So basically, our logic is that already we have booked around 22 to 24 crores worth of revenue in, for FY26. So as and when we keep getting those revenues, we'll be able to generate around 8 to 10 crores worth of cash flow from these activities. And this will actually help us to do further capex. Again, and one more thing is that right now we don't have any kind of credit limits or anything, but in the next few months we'll be getting those things with the bank as well, and that is how we'll be able to reach a capex of 100 crores. Right now we are very under leveraged, but slowly and gradually we are taking on debt as well, and we are trying to max out our debt, because as everyone knows that this is a very debt heavy business. So the payback period is 3-3.5 years. So we have to contain a certain amount of debt as well, so that in 3-3.5 years we are able to make our machines totally bank finance free, and then we can enjoy those cash flows and we can further expand.
Okay. And with 100% fleet utilization in Q4, are we currently turning away business due to capacity constraints? And if so, how are we prioritizing fleet expansion?
How are we? Can you please repeat the last part again? Your voice was breaking, I feel. What was the last part of your question?
Okay, I was not audible. I'll repeat. I mean,
yeah,
with the 100% fleet utilization in Q4, are we currently turning away business due to capacity constraints?
Yes, see, right now our priority is to fulfill the current orders which we have. So right now we are at 100% fleet utilization. In future also, we want to be at 100% fleet utilization, because at this point of time, we are trying to go for a larger duration of the contract so that the revenue growth is consistent in our company. So this is one more thing which I wanted to mention, that if we are able to get longer-term contracts, and it actually helps us a lot to grow from quarter on quarter perspective.
Okay, thank you for answering.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Jayesh Shah from Shah Investments. Please go ahead.
A couple of questions. So given the strong relationships with marquee clients like L&T, Adani and ONGC, are there any new large contracts in the pipeline for FY26?
Actually we cannot disclose those contracts which are already working on because those contracts are not on paper yet. But we do have verbal discussions with a few marquee clients where we are working on a few sites where we can get single vendor sites. So, like, suppose hypothetically a large client comes to me, like a Nifty 50 company comes to me and they tell me that they are making they are doing a very big capacity expansion in one of their plants. So we want all the equipment from you only. Because everyone likes it when there is only one person to contact in regards to one particular segment. So we are currently working on these things, but we cannot disclose those things as of now. But yes, of course, in future, when we are able to get those contracts, you all will surely know about it.
Okay. So, and one more. With the stated focus on ports and coastal infrastructure, so what's your plan for entering in these verticals? So any early traction in the same?
Yes. So see, right now, ports is doing very well, like very, very well. There are new ports being created across India. So right now, we have already started working in ports. Around 4 or 5 of our machines are working on ports right now. So we have already entered this segment. And in the next few months, we are expecting a huge requirement from the port companies as well. So we have already started working, but as and when we keep on expanding, you all will get to know about it shortly.
Okay. So, and last question is, how are we like doing with respect to our peers, if any, if there's any apple to apple peer, if I may ask, in terms of margins?
See, our margins as of now is better than our peers because our peers have not been doing a lot of capex recently, but in this, like, our machines are absolutely brand new, so that actually helps us to keep good, healthy EBITDA margins. But in future, as I told you, that this is a very unorganized market. There are very, there is a very large market. It's very unorganized. It's very difficult for us to track our peers. But yeah. Yes, of course, we feel that our EBITDA margin as of now is at a very good, healthy level. So it should stay like that, and we are trying to improve on it as much as possible every single day.
Okay, sure. Thank you. That's it from my side. All the best once again.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. I repeat, ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and one on your telephone keypad. We have a follow-up question from Raj from Arjav Partners. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yeah.
I just want you to understand the economics of the business. So how much is the cost of one crane, for example, if we take a hydraulic crane?
See, the cost is very variable. I cannot disclose the cost because every person gets a different cost So on social, like on platforms like Concall and all, I cannot disclose the every machine's cost, because maybe one of my competitors can be getting it at maybe 1 lakh and I'm getting it at 95,000. This is something which is a very sensitive thing which we cannot disclose. But when it comes to margins, I can tell you that on the gross block, whichever we do, is we are able to generate a blended yield of 2.2 to 2.3% on the gross block. So if I'm buying 10 crores worth of crawler cranes or hydraulic cranes, then I'm able to generate 22 lakhs of EBITDA every single month. And on a revenue basis, I'm able to generate around 31 to 32 lakhs of revenue every single month.
Every month, all right. Okay. So, once you buy a crane and give it on rent, what is the major cost?
What is the
major cost? Hello, am I audible? Yeah.
Major cost or diesel cost? I could not hear you.
Major cost.
Okay, major cost. Okay. So, see, major cost is only the salary of the operators who are actually running the machine. So those are the major costs and some of the maintenance also. So that 30% of the cost, which is like we have 70% margin, then the 30% of the cost is actually the salary of the operators and the helpers and the safety guys we put on the site, and little bit of the maintenance like the engine oil, the oil filters, all those kind of things. So that 30% ka breakdown is these things.
All right, yeah. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any question, please press star and 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions. Now I hand over the floor to Mr. Duru for closing comments.
So thank you everyone for joining the con call today. So probably in the coming week, I will be traveling to Mumbai for a few meetings. So if any one of you all want to meet or anything like that, then you can communicate with our IR team, Confide Lead Partners, and we can schedule an in-person meeting as well. So I would like to thank you all for staying connected with us, and it really means a lot that a lot of people have showed up for the con call today, and this means a lot to a company like ours who are going into full transitioning. So this shows, like, this gives us great confidence to work even harder for our shareholders. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes the conference call for today. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect your lines. Thank you and have a good day.